If you have a copy of God's Word, I invite you to turn with us in the Old Testament to the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, chapter number 31. Proverbs, chapter number 31. I felt led by the Lord several weeks ago to begin a series of messages on the family. And we've had the privilege and opportunity to do that for 3 weeks now. And I feel led once again to look, focusing on the family. We looked, first of all, in the book of Genesis at the forming of the family. And then we look in the Psalter at the man of the house. And then last week in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and thinking about the standards in which we must uphold and by which we must live by. And I want to preach this morning from Proverbs, chapter number 31, with the Lord's help, on this thought: Where art thou, fair lady? Where art thou, fair lady? And I'll tell you, I'm on thin ice this morning, Brother Andy.
Amen.
Brother Andy, men at the jail the other night asked how our services were, and shared with him, we've been preaching on the family, and Andy said, "Yeah, he's been wearing us men out. I can't wait till he gets over there on those women." And I said, "In time, amen, in time, as the Lord leads." But we find over in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31, some words that were written there concerning what a virtuous woman is made up of. And so I want us to think about the wife. I want to think about the mother this morning that makes up our home. So if you found your place, let's stand this morning in honor and reverence for the reading of God's precious, most perfect, most pure, holy Word. The Bible tells us there in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31, in verse number 10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household, are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." And you may be seated this morning. Where art thou, fair lady? As I think about that word fair, I think about one that is in the eyes of God, one that is of inward beauty, one that is of the inward splendor, one that is righteous, one that is clean, one that desires to be what God would have her to be. And as I look across this house this morning, we see many ladies that are in the house today. And I believe God wants to challenge you. I believe husbands, He wants to challenge us as well. I believe that this text not only describes as to how that each woman should strive to be and what they should aspire to become, but I believe it also gives direction to us men as to what that we need to desire. I believe it gives direction unto young ladies, unto young women, as to what that they should long to become. And I believe it ought to give a blueprint for a young man that is praying that God would give him a good wife, that he would seek out and search out a woman that might fall in this criteria. Now, we know the Bible tells us here in verse number 1 of chapter 31, it says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. So, we find that the Bible says that this is a mother's desire for what her son might should have. So, ladies, don't think that this is just a man stepping up here and saying this is the way it ought to be. It's one of your own that recorded, that one of your own that put these words upon the lips of her son, wrote them in a poem form. Now, as we are instructed, and if you could read the Hebrew, in the original Hebrew, chapter 31, verse 10 through 31, is an acrostic form, kind of like the 119th Psalm. It gives every letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each verse begins with that letter in succession. And I believe, as many others have said, that it was written that way, that it might be easily memorized, that it might be something that might be held in the close knit of your heart, that you would desire to hold these words true and live up to what the Bible has to say. Now, there's a question posed there, and as I brought that to you, where art thou, fair lady? You see, the Bible begins there with a question in verse number 10, and it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Now, evidently, they were far and few between in the day and time in which this proverb was written, in which this parable type example was written unto us in the book of Proverbs. Now, the question is posed, who can find a virtuous woman? Where is she at, that woman of virtue? Now, virtue speaks of one of strength. Virtue speaks of one that has might. Virtue speaks of one that has ability. Amen? I'm telling you what, it goes far and above and beyond what the eye can hold as to what makes up a real godly woman. Now, the Bible says here, virtue also leads us to think of one that is full of efficiency. And I'll tell you, it speaks of a woman that can take little and make much out of it. Hey, the Bible tells us here, as a proverb leads, and it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Where is she at? Where does she reside? Where does she live? Where is her abode? Where is she at? Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 10, it says, for her price is far above rubies. Her value, her esteem, as to how much that she is worth, is far above a precious gem. It's far above a ruby. It's far above something that the eye can behold and something that the hand can obtain. It's something that's far greater than what we might consider of value here on this earth in man's eyes. A virtuous woman is that. So, where art thou, fair lady? I believe those that fall in that category of being a virtuous woman, first and foremost, just drawing some truths out of the Scripture this morning, is one that is beneficial to her husband. One that is beneficial to her husband. The Bible says there in verse number 11, it says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Amen. Hey, the heart, the very root, the very core, the very soul of that husband, that man that's dwelling within the home, that man that is called to walk alongside of her and to become one flesh with her, the Bible says that he safely trusts in her. That safely trust means that he confides in. It means that he trusts in her. It means that he has security within her. Hey, whenever he leaves the house during the day, he does not lock up all of his valuables. He does not hoard them in a safe place that only he has the key unto. But he says, this right here is our assets. These right here are our belongings. These right here are all the things that we have gathered together, and I'm trusting you with all that I have. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you what, I don't believe that two people ought to go into a marriage with some type of prenuptial agreement. I believe that whenever you get married, I believe that everything that's mine is thine. Everything that's thine is mine. And my friend, you just lump it together and you trust in one another and you secure yourself in one another and you have confidence one in another. And hey, amen. Hey, she's beneficial unto her husband, not only with his trusted goods, but hey, he's not jealous, amen? He's not one that's wondering, well, is today going to be the day that she leaves? Is today going to be the day that she runs around. Is today going to be the day in which if somebody else comes along and listens to her and woos her and brings her and draws her aside? No, the Bible says that she's beneficial unto her husband because he safely trusts in her. Amen. Hey, there's no jealousy. There's no strife. He knows that she's going to stick with him. He knows that he's going to stick with her. Hey, there's nothing to be jealous about. And the Bible says that he safely trusts in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He does not go looking for plunder. He does not go looking for prey. He's satisfied with everything that he has because everything that he needs is within that virtuous woman that God has so sovereignly, providentially brought unto him. So the Bible says there, he shall not have no need of spoil. He does not go looking around for anything else that might bring him a completeness because everything he needs is within her. Amen? Hey, she's beneficial unto her husband. Bible says she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's beneficial unto him. Hey, she didn't come. She's there to bring good. That means pleasant. Oh, those things that are agreeable. It speaks of him being happy. It speaks of him being one that is prosperous. It's not talking about evil. She's not there to be a thorn in his flesh. She's not there to be piercing unto his side. She's not there to bring malignity. She's not there to bring things that bring doom and gloom. No, the Bible says that she's beneficial unto her husband, and she's there to do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Not just a portion, not just a fraction, amen. Hey, it's till death do we part, amen. And we're going to stick it out through thick and thin, through high and low. Hey, when we're going through good times as well as bad times, she's there for him to do him good and to bring him happiness and joy and not to bring misery. Hey, there's some, I'll just be honest, there's some vixens out yonder. They just want to bring misery unto the home. Hey, the virtuous woman is not like that. But she is beneficial to her husband. Look what it says in verse number 23. Bible says her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Hey, he has nothing to fear. He leaves his wife there to go under the gate, to go into the marketplace, to go into that place in which that he brings the providence under the home, that he might go out and that he might work, that he might toil, and that he might do what he needs to do. And the Bible says there, her husband is known in the gates. Hey, he is one that is made aware of. That word known means to be made known of. Hey, I believe behind every good man, amen, is a good woman. Behind every good woman's a good man. It goes hand in hand. But the Bible says there that he is known in the gates. He's known in the gates because he has wisdom, because he has a virtuous woman at home. He's known in the gates for his prosperity because he has a virtuous woman at his home. He's known in the gates amongst the elders, amongst the wise in the land, there in that marketplace because he has someone that's backing him and somebody that's supporting him and somebody that's helping him along life's way. And he's able to do what he's doing there in the marketplace freely and with confidence because he has a woman behind him that's beneficial unto him. So where art thou, fair lady? Hey, the Bible, I believe, teaches us that she's one that's beneficial to her husband. But secondly, she's one that is mindful of her household. She's mindful of her household. Hey, the Bible tells us over here in verse number 27, the Bible says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She looketh well to the ways of her household. That looketh well means that she's keeping watch. She's spying around. She's being very observant. Because she wants the best for her household. She wants the very best that her children might be able to have the things they have need of. She wants the very best that her husband is taken care of and that he has the things that he needs. The Bible says there, she looketh well to the ways of her household, not somebody else's household. Amen. She's not a busybody running around sticking her nose in everybody else's business, but she's looking out for her own. She's mindful of her household. The Bible says there, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not having idleness. That idleness speaks of sluggishness. It speaks of laziness. Amen? Hey, she's not sitting around eating bonbons all day. She's not piled up on the couch just thinking about what that she can do all day. Hey, she is one that is active, one that is lively, one that is vivid, one that is out there. She's not eating the bread of idleness, but she's longing to take care. She's mindful of her household. Hey, the Bible tells us here in verse number 16, the Bible says she considereth a field and buyeth it. Hey, she's mindful. She's always actively thinking as to how that she might be profitable unto her household. How that she might be providential, providing unto her household. Hey, she considereth. To considereth means to fix the thought upon, to devise a plan. She's always mindful of what's going to be good for her household. She's looking out for her children, taking care of her youngins, looking out for her man. Hey, the Bible says there, she considereth the field and she buyeth it. Hey, she goes right on out there and she desires that she might be able to provide something that's going to be beneficial unto her husband. Something that's going to be beneficial unto her family. So she's mindful. She takes these things into thought. She's fixed the thought upon. She's devised the plan, but I don't believe she did it without prayer. Amen. I don't believe she did it without maybe some fasting. I don't believe she did it without taking the Word of God and saying, God, I want You to speak unto me this day that I might have wisdom, that I might be one that make right decisions as I'm mindful of my household. Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 16, with the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. With the actions of her hand she planteth a vineyard. Hey, she's just not sitting back and saying, well, this is what I think I'm going to do. No, she puts some shoe leather on them prayers and she proceeds ahead and does those things that's going to bring fruit, that's going to bring abundance, that's going to bring the produce unto her home that's needed there that she might be mindful of her household. The Bible says there in verse number 17, it says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Now to gird is a lot of times talking about in the Old Testament, they'd take them long flowing robes and they'd take them and they'd swoop them up and they'd stick them within their girdle, that belt that they wore around themselves that they might be able to be active, that they might be able to do, that they might be able to serve, that they might be able to minister. Amen. Hey, this lady is mindful of her household, that she's not only thinking about it and praying about it and seeking God's face, but the Bible says that she's out there girding up her own loins, strengthening up her own arms. And my friend, that shows her might, that shows her power. Hey, it speaks not only of physical might, but it talks about material might. It talks about personal might. It talks about social might. It talks about political might. Hey, that she might be somebody that might be able to be looked up unto from other people in her community, that they say, boy, I need to be more like her. I want to aspire to be like her. Hey, mothers, you need to talk about these things with your daughters and teach them the things of how that a virtuous woman needs to be, that you might be able to see those generations that pass down from you grow up and to be godly ladies and godly women and women that are mindful of their household. Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 18, it says, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She perceiveth. That word perceiveth literally means to taste. Amen. She can see all around her and know that she's doing what's right because she's mindful of her household. She's praying unto God. She's reading His Word. She's seeking His face. And God's blessed him because God said, or the Bible says there, that she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She knows because she's tasted it of herself. And others around can see that what she's doing is right and just and fair in God's eyes. Bible says there in verse number 18, it says, her candle goeth not out by night. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you what, there's nights where my candle goes out, Brother Andy. Because wherever I'm out, I'm out. Next morning I'll get up and Beth will say, well, I was up at this time and at this time and I did this for Lost and I did this for Zadie. I'm like, where was I at? She's like, well, you just piled up over in the bed. That's exactly where you was at. But ladies, their candle don't go out by night. They're always mindful of what's going to take place in their household. Always mindful of what's going on. Now, praise God for a good woman, Brother Ronnie. Praise God unto her. Hey, the Bible says that she's mindful of her household. Look at verse number 26. Bible says she openeth her mouth with wisdom. With wisdom. She's not quick to sputter out. She's not quick to say something off key, but she says it opens her mouth with wisdom. That wisdom speaks of skill, specifically in war. Now I'll tell you what, sometimes we're in a battle, amen? Sometimes we're fighting physical battles. Sometimes we're fighting emotional battles. Sometimes we're fighting material battles. Sometimes we're fighting spiritual battles. But the virtuous woman, the Bible says, uses wisdom in her mouth. As she openeth her mouth with wisdom. That wisdom not only speaks about skill in war, but it speaks about prudence in religious affairs. Prudence. Wisdom when it comes to the things of God. And desiring God to be overflowingly, abundantly active in the midst of her household. It speaks about shrewdness. She's a very wise woman. And the Bible says, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. It, within her is the desire to bring kindness, to show worth, to show affection unto somebody else. So we see here that she's mindful of her household. Excuse me. Not only in her thought process, but also in her desire to just provide clothing for her children. To provide clothing. Hey, look with me up there in verse number 13. The Bible says she seeketh wool. That speaks about that material that comes off a sheep. It's white. It's clean. It's that which that is there that is used to make up the garments. It says in flax. And that flax speaks about a linen, a fiber that's used as material for garments. But the Bible says there that she seeketh after these things. To seeketh with care for. To require them. To crave them. To demand that the clothing is there for her family. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of Brother Ronnie. We'll get ready to go somewhere. And I just about 10 minutes, I just collect everything and throw it in a bag. Out the door we go. That ain't the way with my wife. She'll know 4 weeks ahead of time what she's packing and how it's going to be packed and what's going to be taking place, how's the weather going to be, what's going on, what's taking place. She's mindful of her household. A virtuous woman desires that her children might be clothed, that they might have the things that are necessary in life. Hey, it says she seeketh them. She's inquiring of God, praying unto God. God, this is what we need. This is how we need. This is what that it's going to be necessary for us to make it through this winter or this spring or this fall or next summer. It's these things that we need. And she's always constantly being mindful of the clothing in which that her family needs. The Bible says there, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's kneading it out. In the day and time in that culture, they made their own clothes. And they spent time doing those types of things. And it says that she worketh it out. She did it. She made it. She produced it. She attended to it. And the Bible says there that she worketh it willingly with her hands. Didn't nobody have to force her because there was an intuition inside of her that said, I need to provide for my children. I need to make sure that they've got the clothes that they need. I need to make sure that my man has the clothes they need. I'm being mindful unto my household to make sure that they have the clothing. And the Bible says she did that willingly. That means with pleasure. With pleasure, she did those things. It wasn't, well, I've got to do this again. Got to do this again. A lot of times I approach things like that, brother. Well, just doing this in vain because I'm doing it again and again and again. But not, that ain't the way that with the virtuous woman. She's mindful of her household to provide the clothing that they need. Look with me in verse number 19. The Bible says, she layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold, I believe that's the distaff. I'm not sure. Somebody might be able to break that word down a little bit better than me. It just talks about the whirl of the spindle that's there. It's the two things that are used in unison to see to it that the clothing is made outright. And she tends to those things. She's mindful to make sure that the clothing is there. Look with me in verse number 21. The Bible says she's not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. And that literally means a crimson color. And I begin to wonder, well, does that mean they don't get lost out there in the white snow? That they'll stick out? Well, that might mean something like that. But footnote, my Bible means that it speaks of double garments. Means that she wants not only them to have that single garment, but even when the snows come, even when the rains come, even when the winter storms blow in, hey, them youngins, they're taken care of. They've got the clothes that they need. They've got the base layer they need. They've got the clothes they need. They've got the outer shell they need. They've got the shoes that they need. Mindful for days to come. Know the snow's coming, amen? Not going to wait till the snow gets there, but mindful, thoughtful ahead of time for the clothing that's going to be there. Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 22, it says, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Now, she's taking care of all the youngins. She's taking care of her husband. She's made sure that those things are there for them. And you know what? God honors her. Amen. God makes sure that she has the things that she has need of. It speaks of tapestry. It speaks about other those further spreadings or coverings that she needs. And she don't just have to suffer for the average things. But God, the Bible says that God blesses her with silk and purple. Purple speaks of luxury. Purple spoke of royalty. That silk was not just an average linen, but it was a fine linen that God saw fit to bring her way. Amen? Hey, the virtuous woman that puts God first and foremost, that puts her children and puts her household right up there, God will take care of her and God will honor her. Hey, the Bible describes not only does she have these desires. Look with us over in verse number 24 once again concerning the clothing. Hey, it speaks there in verse number 24. It says, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth the girdles unto the merchant. All those things that she's able to have in abundance that she might be able to produce and to provide for her household. She delivereth things in abundance even unto those merchants that are around her. And the Bible goes on to say in verse number 25, it says, strength and honor are her clothing. Amen. Now I'll tell you what, she's mindful of her household and God provides strength. She's mindful of her household and God provides honor. Hey, strength speaks of those things. As we described in verse number 17, of that might, whenever it comes to material, physical, personal, political, and social things, that she's strong, but it also says honor. That honor speaks of an ornament of splendor. She's clothed with splendor. You can see the glory of God upon her face. You can see the majesty of God upon her radiance. It speaks of the fact that she has glory literally all over her. And the Bible says in verse number 25, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Amen. Hey, she's going to have joy in her heart. She's going to have peace in her heart. She's going to have tranquility in her heart because she knows that she's done what God has required of her to do. And she did it willingly. Hey, the Bible describes she's mindful there of her household in thought, being in perceiving of their clothing. But going above and beyond that, she wants to make sure they've got the food that they need. Look with us in verse number 14. The Bible says she's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Hey, those ships would travel on them open seas and they'd take things from one place to the other. Hey, she's going to make sure that whatever it is that her family needs to have, to be something inside of them, that it's going to be there and that it's going to be prepared. And you know, in the day and time in which that she's living in, and especially her, this woman being the words of a queen, hey, she knew that she needed to lead by example. She wasn't waiting on the servants to tend unto her children. She was leading by example. And my friend, whenever you lead by example, a lot of times folks just fall in and they say, well, if they're willing, I'm willing. If they're going to do, I'm going to do. If they're going to serve, I'm going to serve. And my friend, she did it by example and she brought forth food unto her household. The Bible says in verse number 15, it says, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household. And a portion to her maidens. Hey, she didn't wait for the rooster to crow. No, she beat the rooster up. Made sure that family had what it needed to have to suffice for that day. So the Bible says there that she is mindful of her household whenever it came to that clothing and that food. So we see that fair lady is beneficial to her husband. Secondly, mindful of her household. But thirdly, she's merciful with her heart. Merciful with her heart. Look with me in verse number 20.
Bible says she stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Amen. Hey, the Bible teaches us that the virtuous woman not only going to take care of her own household, but whenever that's taken care of, she's going to be looking for opportunities to serve others. Looking and mindful for those that are needy. Looking and mindful for those that are poor, those that are destitute, those that are in need. She says, well, I've got an abundance of this. I believe our family's needs are met. Why don't I take what we have left over and give it unto that one that's poor? Give it unto that one that's needy. Give it unto that one that might not have as much as we have. Every little while, every now and again, she'll have a big pile there. So you've got to take that to reach. Got to take that somewhere. Give it to somebody. We're going to take this so-and-so. We've got an abundance. We need to give it. And my friend, that's exactly what that we need to do. Amen. Remember, God's allowed us to be so blessed as we have been blessed. We need to give out and give unto others, as the Bible describes here in verse number 20. So we see she's beneficial to her household. She's mindful of her household. She's beneficial to her husband. Mindful of her household. Merciful with her heart. But she's also honorable in her home. She should be held with honor in her home. Look what the Bible says unto us in verse number 28. The Bible says her children arise up and call her blessed. It means that they ain't just slumbering and sleeping and taking things for granted, but they see that mama's taking care of them. They understand that she loves them. They understand that it's an unconditional love. They understand and see that her affection unto them surpasses anything that anybody else has to give unto them. And they begin to give her honor. They begin to give her glory. They begin to give her praise. And the Bible says there in verse number 28 that her children arise up. Hey, they stand to attention. My friend, they're wanting to lift her up. They're wanting to magnify her. They're wanting to exalt her because she's been so faithful unto them. We see that she receives honor in her household. Young people, you need to observe and honor your mother. Need to love her. Need to give her that proper position in the home of honor. She's honorable in her home. And the Bible says there in verse number 28 that her children rise up and call her blessed. They pronounce unto her that she's the one that brings them joy. She's the one that helps them to have happiness. She's the one that helps them to have their needs met, that they don't have to be in want and destitute because they've got a virtuous mama that's there in their home. And the Bible says they stand up and they give her honor. But the Bible goes on, verse number 28, and it says her husband also. The man of the house, because she's so beneficial unto him, he stands up and he praises her. He lifts her up. He exalts her. He shares with her that he appreciates her. He thanks her for taking care of him. Appreciates her willingness to serve the family and to do those things that are necessary to see the home run properly. And the Bible says there that the husband also, and he praiseth her. That means he makes a boast about her. He brags on her from time to time. That don't hurt, Brother Ronnie. Don't hurt to brag on them just a little bit from time to time. Because they're so worthy. Amen. Hey, if you've got a good woman, you need to uphold her and magnify her. Lift her up from time to time. And share with her how precious that she is to you. So we find here that she's not only beneficial to her husband, mindful of her household, merciful with her heart, honorable in her home, but there's also approval for her hope. She will receive approval for her hope. What are you talking about, preacher? Her hope being her faith, her belief, trusting in the Lord God Almighty. The Bible says there in verse number 29, it says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Many have raised great riches. Many have done great things. Many have acquired much wealth. But dear lady, you excel them all. That's the husband speaking unto his wife. That's the husband admiring his wife and giving her approval for her faith. Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 30, it says, favor is deceitful. Favor literally describes that outward appearance. It talks about her grace. It talks about her charm. It talks about her elegance. Oh, she moves so beautifully. Oh, she looks so glamorous. Oh, she's so elegant. And it speaks about her acceptance among society because of how that she looks and how that she adorns herself. And the Bible goes on to say there that that favor, it is deceitful. Hey, it's full of deception. It's full of fraud. It's full of falsehood. Sometimes it's injurious. Hey, the Bible says there, and beauty is vain. Hey, beauty is something that outward appearance is nothing that could be more than just a vapor or a breath that's here one moment and gone the next. Hey, life sometimes shows good favor unto others. Sometimes, you know, the old saying is every barn could use a good coat of paint. But you know, eventually that paint flakes off. And if the termites have already gotten on the inside, it's going to fall down eventually. You can walk right around the hillside and see the barns falling in. But look what the Bible says there. It says, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Hey, it's good to look for somebody that's attractive unto you and somebody that's attracted unto you. It's good to have people that you want to look at for a long time, brother. I'm not saying that that's not a good thing. But you know what? There's a beauty that's greater than just what's on the outside. Amen? There's a beauty that's greater than just what is on the outward appearance, and that is what's on the inside of a virtuous woman. Hey, the Bible says there, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman that honors God, a woman that stands in awe of a holy God, a woman that shows reverence unto the Lord God Almighty, a woman that desires to pray and to seek the face of God and say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. I want to honor you and praise you and glorify you all my days. The Bible says she's the one that's ultimately to be praised. Amen. Hey, she receives approval for her hope. Not only from her husband, but also from God Almighty above. He'll honor you if you desire to be that fair lady, that virtuous woman, but also from others around you. Look at the Bible says there in verse number 31. It says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That fruit, speaking about that offspring or that produce, from her hands, her strength, her power, her abilities, of striving to live all of her life as virtuous as she can, as honorable unto the Lord as she can, and to be what everything that she needs to be unto her family and unto her household. The Bible says there, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Her deeds, her labors, her achievements, her those things that she's done, let them boast about her. Let them make the boast about her. What it's talking about is you ain't going to have some preacher to come along and lie like the devil to give you a good eulogy at your funeral. Because you've already lived your life. You've already lived virtuously. You've already taken care of your children. You've already been beneficial to your husband. You've been mindful to your household. You've honored God in everything you do. And I'll tell you what, your life will be a testimony that will live long after you if you desire to be that virtuous woman. So we see here that she's honored by her husband, honored by the Lord God Almighty, but also honored by those that are around her. So my question is unto you is, where art thou, fair lady? I'm looking around our church, and I'm not kicking nobody. Amen. I want you to get that perception. I'm just asking you, in your own heart, as you read these verses and as you read and you study your Bible, who can find that virtuous woman? Is there some improvement that you could have in your life that you might be found more honorable in God's eyes because you might take a little better care of your husband, a little better care of your family? Maybe some young ladies here today that want to say, God, I want you to do a work in me right now today to help me to be what I need to be for that husband that's waiting down the road sometime in years to come. Maybe some young man that would say, God, I want to come pray and say, God, I want you to give me that virtuous woman that I might be able to have somebody that's going to help me and support me and help me to have a good family in days to come. Maybe some husbands here this morning that need to say, God, I've not been honoring her not been respecting her the way that I should. She works hard. I'll tell you what, Brother Ronnie, I've thought about it many days. Climb them trees, awful hard work. Raising them youngins is hard work. Keeping that home's hard work. I'd say that if us men was to swap out with our wives for 2 weeks, we'd throw the towel in. Be honest. Are you honoring her the way you should? Uplifting her the way you should? Has God spoke to your heart somehow, some way this morning? Every head bowed and every eye closed.